Our testimony about Jesus Christ and what He has done in our lives is more powerful than any sermon. Listen to what happened to this man who was blind from birth and Jesus restored his sight. It's found in John chapter 9, beginning with verse 8. The neighbors of the man, therefore, and they which before had seen him, which was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" And some said, "This is the one," and others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am the one." Therefore they said unto him, "How are your eyes opened?" And he answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed, and I received sight." And they said unto him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." And they brought to the Pharisees him that before had been blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Therefore some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not of God, because he does not keep the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. And they said unto the blind man again, "What say you of him, that he has opened your eyes?" And he said, "He's a prophet." But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, whom you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by now what means he sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself." These words spoke his parents because they feared the Jewish authorities. Because the authorities had agreed already that if any man did confess that Jesus was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, "He is of age, ask him." And again they called the man that was blind and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." And he answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Then said they unto him again, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And he answered them, "I have told you already, and you did not hear. Would you like to hear it again? Would you also be his disciples?" Then they reviled him and said, "You are his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke unto Moses. As for this fellow Jesus, we do not know where he comes from." And the man answered and said unto them, "Why, herein is a marvelous thing. You do not know where he comes from, yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it is not heard of that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." And they answered and said unto him, "You are altogether born in sin, and do you teach us?" And they threw him out. You see, here was a man, an indigent man, who was a beggar, who was blind, who now, because of the light that Jesus Christ had brought into his life, stood up to the most educated and respected people of the day and contended for Jesus Christ fearlessly, because his testimony of what Jesus had done in his life was more powerful than all of their arguments and lies. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would make me powerful in the word, but make my testimony powerful. It's more important than having great knowledge of the scriptures or being trained in soul winning. Make my testimony powerful and the words of my mouth redeeming and graceful, that I may speak the glories of God in Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.